I'm just starting this off.
Blog Talk Radio.
Look at you. Hold that down.
Mm. Placing on the track, boy.
Riding through my city with no thoughts, trying to find my way through my city. I'm so lost, I'm out of my mind, so much can't see out of my mind. I try to find time, but I can't seem to. Too high up, I can't see you. Mentally elevated, high off this meditation, smoking heavy, feeling featherweighted, demonstrating my blindness. You wanna try this? Get up on your knees on that. She calling me your highness. No pun intended. She wanna kick it, no pun intended. Put her up to the sky so I can watch her dive like the sun is setting. Stone, I'm stone. You don't like this? Better roam, better move it, better lose it, better music, better flows. But this life can make you upset. You getting fucked by the same people you fuck with no glove and no love, man, fuck this. I'd rather get real love from a bum bitch. So what's the truth to an assumption? Losing no repercussions, keep doing what people doesn't. You do it, then they gon' love it. I try to tell them my money come in abundance. Record me as I rummage through these hundreds, show them that I done it. Diamond in the rough and I can't be found. They tryna push me back, still I hold my ground. Lord, I'm still the same old. So please save me from these demons. So many in my life and I think they schemas. So help me, Lord, I'm still the same old me. I'm still the same old me. I'm chasing dreams, that's why I gotta go. Oof. Now I'm catching dreams, feeling like a Navajo. Oof. Now I'm Wheezy Baby, smoking on that Holly Grove. Burning the L at the class, that was my honor roll. Oof. Only focused on the things that I wanna know. Got me stuck at the bottom, but that's how karma goes. I got a lot of anger, I got a lot of soul. Government gave me shit, turned it to a pot of gold. Started spitting on the mic when I was 13. And Waterbury, where they smoke tree, surfing. Might get you robbed, masked up like we purging. Never know who ride in the waters like we surfing. All black, everything. So it's harder when the cops watch them. Wanna be the people's champ? Well, first you gotta know how it feels at the rock bottom. I'm trying to do it well where the water's buried. But they don't wish you well out in Waterbury. That's why we work till we arrive at the mortuary. Came from the dirt, so when I scream, I made sure they hear me. Diamond in the rough and I can't be found. They trying to push me back, still I hold my ground. Lord, I'm still the same old. From these demons, so many in my life, and I think they schema. So help me, Lord. I'm still the same old me.
I'm still the same
old me.
Lord,
I'm still the same old me.
Lord,
I'm still the same old me.
Silent, grinding, what better way than that? Perfect timing, I don't
don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay for it. You should go for what you want. Fuck about the haters.
Yeah.
Move like you should. Solid.
Yeah.
Grind.
Yeah.
What better way than that?
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the love, but let's talk about the hatred. Niggas talking over your song, praying you won't make it. I'ma kill the game first, I fuck her poker face it. How these bitches bending backwards like I'm in Matrix. Face it, your time's up, I just replaced it. To the blobby end, hope we never catching cases. All my niggas starving, a rose from the bloody streets. I don't need consignment, 737 piece of game in my back pocket. Niggas thought I was playing, my music cracked the streets like the Baltimore hardship. Oh shit, I'm spitting, my talent got given. I'm murking your whole description. My nigga, I ain't kidding. Let me get right and see how many get left. I'm climbing up the success ladder. A lot of niggas talk like Freddy in the basement. Bitch, I'm Jason.
I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay for. You should go for what you want. Fuck about the haters. Move like you should. Solid, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect. I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay for. You should
know
what you want. Fuck about the haters. Move like you should.
Solid, grinding.
What better way than that?
Cool.
Perfect.
Always kept my eyes on my own paper. Silently grinding, smoking loud, getting lost in the vapors. I stay with a L like I'm signed to Dream Chasers. Since I'm in love with life, it's only right to have haters. Trying to hold me back is what you won't do. If I was your pops, then that's really your moms. I'ma disown you. Talking about this, but you ain't even about that. How you claim real and even fake niggas doubt that. Thought you were an obstacle, literally isn't logical. I'm too diabolical, you is hella comical. Holding on for life, I'm here to kill these niggas. If I was blind trying to read, still won't feel these niggas. They don't want to see me succeed. Driving me down and out with no reason to breathe. Sad thing is I ain't built like that. So if blood is the price of this victory,
word of me,
I'm making everybody bleed.
I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay for it. You should go for what you want. Fuck about the haters. Move like you should. Solid, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect. I don't know what you'll be on, but I'm about to pay for it. You should go for what you want. Fuck about the haters. Move like you should. Solid, grinding. What better way than that? Perfect.
Hey y'all, we are back. Talk that talk around the table. For those that are tuning in now, I'm Miss J. Renee.
This is Miss Britley.
And we have our special guest,
David Terrell.
Yeah. I just want to take 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
For everybody that's tuning in, shout to Frequency.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to put it out there. We got these dope Frequency hoodies on today, y'all. We switched it up a little bit. You know, we got the red. She busting out the gold. We hitting y'all with Frequency. All right, that's enough. Okay, we back.
They probably don't know what Frequency is.
Oh, so
break it down.
Frequency. So when we came up with this, Frequency was just about the vibe and oh, Stephanie, I'm gonna hit you with the price.
Steph.
Because we gonna hook you up. Like, you going to get right. But with Frequency, it came from just our vibe and how we mesh well together. It's all about just the wave and the wave that we're on and what we're trying to do this year.
Who made
the
logo? Sorry.
Shout out to Anthony.
AJ.
Oh,
hey.
Little brother. Shout out to AJ for creating this dope logo. If y'all looking for logos, flyers, anything in that nature, hit him up. He's a dope graphic designer. I appreciate him very much for that.
Hit him up for that good work. He's quick too.
And he gets back to you
real quick.
Gets back to you
on
with
time.
Multiple ideas.
He's black.
And he's
black. So I'll say black businesses.
Support local black owned businesses.
There you go. Buy black.
Buy black.
Buy black.
We need to start getting catches on here. Buy black.
Yeah.
Right. But thanks for all the thumbs up, y'all. I know it's Taija, Marissa. But yeah, so that's where we got that from. And just recently, maybe at the beginning of the week, I was listening to a interview. What's the guy's name?
Z-Pac?
Deepak.
CNN do? India?
Mm-mm. 528 Hertz.
No, Tulsa. The scientist?
Yes, Tulsa scientist.
Nicola.
So I was listening to an interview.
Hey, Jay.
About a scientist named Tulsa. Mm-hmm. And he was just talking about frequencies and the 528 Hertz and how 528 is the frequency of love. And when you're at 528, if you listen to it, you'll be able to feel it. Like your body can actually feel.
Yeah, it's a powerful story.
It's a very, very powerful frequency. And they talk about the frequency of evil. It's 741.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to know that.
Good and evil.
Good and evil. The frequencies of good and evil. And it's really interesting if you're, you know, you're looking for something to listen to on audiobook while you're driving to work. That's what I do.
Yeah, definitely it's a science. It's more of a science nature. If y'all not into tune with that, then
in science,
it may go over your head.
Yeah.
But it's just a radiant vibe that we share. Just being a team. They say there is power in numbers, but it's just two of us. But still. We mesh well. We work together. We get things done. Frequency, we were just kind of like vibing one night, just chopping it up, thinking of a name for this brand, and it just clicked. And then we just used it. We took, you know, we went with it, and then, you know, the creativity of it just
AJ, he took it. He saw the vision, and this is what we got. So
yeah. So if y'all interested in buying or purchasing our apparel, let us know.
Yeah.
Everybody support.
Yes.
Facts.
Support.
Frequency.
As a sidebar, this has nothing to do with what they were talking about.
Sidebar.
As a sidebar, this has nothing to do with what they were talking about. If anybody's watching the Philly-Atlanta game right now, can you just shoot me a score?
That's meant. That's a disconnection. We're talking about our goals. And he wants to talk about a game.
Listen. I'm not. Listen. I came here instead of going to the game. Don't do that.
Shout out to him.
Don't do that.
For not wanting to watch his team.
I just need to score anybody.
Can anybody put the score for the what game?
Oh, Philly Atlanta. I just need to score for the game.
I'm pretty sure somebody's gonna hit you up.
I love you too.
Aww. Aww.
That's
that was
love.
So cute. He's such a jerk.
Shout out to the kids.
But yeah.
But no, we can go ahead. I just wanna see what the score is.
Yeah, we know.
We can go ahead. First of all, don't do that. Don't be that way.
We can go into the next topic.
Okay, so the next topic is how to get your
Philly
perfect...
15. Let's get it! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Philly, let's go.
My bad, y'all.
So we didn't even get the real score. We have no idea who is actually... Well,
Philly,
obviously,
Philly's
we're
up
winning.
By,
oh, he got
Philly,
it.
Philly's up by 15.
The wifey on
that's
point.
Wife. Thank you, baby.
That's right. Shut up. That's the union.
Fact. We connect.
They are clearly have a connect.
Yes, there is.
We're on
and there
same
is
frequency.
A disconnect.
They
need to score.
Big fact.
Type. Gotcha.
Shout out to white
people. Big fact. Because we're on the same frequency.
Type. There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the vibration.
528.
The love frequency.
We're on 528, fool.
He's so sarcastic.
528, fool.
I hate it.
But jump up to the next topic.
Okay. Right. Did she blow kisses at me? Why? Hey, boo.
Oh my goodness. The black love is real.
Black love.
All the black love.
Hashtag black love.
Yes, that's hashtag black love and frequency.
Black love.
Please.
And frequency. 528.
To be exact.
528.
I'm sorry, Greg.
I'm back. Go ahead.
My grandma gave it to me. But the next topic is how to get your perfect balance in life. The do's
and
the don'ts.
Mm.
So how do you guys go about your life to make it so
how do you guys skip
well
balanced?
Me personally,
we smoke a lot of weed. No, I'm playing. I don't smoke.
Other than that,
I don't really smoke.
Other than that,
once I do
something responsible, then I'll do something that I want. I make sure I take care of a need before I get a want.
That's right.
Big
true.
So
that's fact.
If it's paying a bill, if it's paying for my daughter's school, if it's
being an adult.
Any
other adult responsibility.
Shout out
whatever,
to the good dads,
is,
man.
I mean, I'll do
shout
that
out to the
first,
good fathers, excuse me.
Then I'll buy some.
That's right.
You know?
The subsidy comes after.
That's how I balance mine.
Yeah, no, you gotta figure out Because, well, for me, I work a regular 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
So you spend essentially more time when you do something like that. You spend essentially more time at work than you do at home.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely.
So the key to it is, and I'm not saying I do it, but the key to it is what I figured out is you have to be intentional about making a. My father says all the time, you have to do things with intention. You have to be
right. Always do things with intention.
You have to. So if I'm at work for 8-9 hours out of the day,
mm-hmm.
I got to come home and I have to, with the mindset of, all right, cool, I got to make sure my kids are straight. Got to ask them about their day. Mm-hmm. Got to ask them what's going on in school. Mm-hmm. Got to ask them, did you do your homework? Did you read the book today? Mm-hmm. Did you read, do your math today?
Engage.
And then if you have a spouse, you have to make sure you're adhering to whatever it is that your spouse needs. So I get on, go, babe, you good? What happened? Or even how I freaking now is when I'm at work, if it's downtime, I call my wife.
Right.
Like, yo, what's up? What you doing? How's your day going? You good? Everything straight? If you got something, if she got something to talk about, if I'm at my desk, I can't really talk. But if I when I'm on lunch, I call her up real quick. Like, yo, what's going on? Da 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 da. Whatever. And for your original question, it's about being balanced. It's about being intentional about your balance. Excuse me. You have to make sure that you're making, well, I'm a man, so you got to make sure you're making time for yourself, too.
Right.
In the midst of your moving and shaking and doing whatever whatever else it is that you do.
Right.
Exactly. And even like you said, when you're at work, you know, you're calling your spouse, that's you finding your happy place,
right.
Even when you're
miserable
for those 8-9 hours.
Or if you're single. And if you're single and you've got a 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
you have to, whatever your passion is, while you're working, if your 9-to-5 ain't your passion, while you're at your 9-to-5, you have to be plotting on what your passion is.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's me all day.
So when you're at work and you're working that job that you claim that you hate, and you hate going to work on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and you can't wait for the weekend and all that,
exactly.
You got to be plotting, write down these ideas while you're at your desk. Write down, you're not busy all day. I've had two jobs. I've worked two jobs at one point. You're not busy the entire day.
Word.
Where was he at?
I feel that 100%. Because other than the tattoo shop that I work at, I also work in a warehouse. That's
you
my 9-to-5. Now, I absolutely hate it with everything.
Other than the boss is looking at
you,
you
know you hate it.
And don't get me twisted. We're grateful for the job.
Yeah,
I'm grateful for the means to provide for my family.
Right,
exactly. It's just everything that goes on within the job.
That
just
comes
tough,
with it,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I know where I want to be in the future.
Right.
So right now, you know, I'm going through the process of changing my mindset. We can listen to music while we're at work. I don't listen to music like that while I'm at work. I love music. Music is life.
Yeah.
I have a music note tied in the middle of my forehead. Music is absolute life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love it. But those 9 hours while I'm at work, I'm listening to Gary Vaynerchuk. I'm listening to Les Brown. I'm listening to Tony Robbins. I'm listening to Jim Rohn. Like, I'm listening to all of the motivational speakers or Steve Stout. Or, you know, I'm listening to all the people in the positions that I want to be. So that way, I'm listening to what they went through when they were in the grind. I'm listening to
That's
what they
right.
went through when they failed, what they went through while they were picking up the pieces and putting it all together.
Right.
And I'm associating, I'm correlating that with what I've been going through with my business ventures.
That's right.
Right.
So that's that motivation right there.
That's what I do. And I just try to, you know, when I'm on lunch break, I'm trying to look on whatever websites I need to look up that help me with, you know, with my business or
whatever.
Right. And what's your business venture?
All right, so I got a clothing line. It's called Classic Stoner.
Okay. Let's get a close
well,
up.
I didn't actually wear it tonight. I definitely
should. Can you say it a little bit louder so they can hear?
It's called Classic Stoner Life. You can look it up on Instagram at Classic Stoner Life, all one word, CLASSICSTONERLIFE.
That's
Classic
dope.
Stoner Life.
Y'all
think
that
was
good to that.
Shout out to Classic Stoner Life.
Shout out to Classic Stoner Life. I like that. It's catchy.
And by the way, let me just put that out there. We're not promoting to... Oh, go smoke if you don't. We're
right.
for the people that already chose the lifestyle,
right.
already chose
Thank you.
To smoke weed and, you know, make that a part of their everyday lifestyle.
Right. Because I'm a grown man, I don't smoke, but I don't know nobody.
Right.
Because I ain't going to stop with you, I drink. So, you know, we all got our vices.
Yeah, we do.
We all do.
But how do you keep a perfect balance within your lifestyle?
Balance. Meditation. meditation.
That's big.
Huge.
It's beautiful. That's
I didn't realize how important meditation was until I met Renee. She really put me on that. I was doing it a little bit, you know, here and there, especially when I was going through my extra stuff. I was like, oh, God, I need to take time out for a moment. But now I do it so much more and just really getting in my thoughts and then allowing myself for my mind to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And just really, it just helps me stay
grounded.
Because being grounded within your own mind helps you take on every other challenge
exactly.
that goes on in the everyday world and mm-hmm. your everyday grind. Like you said, most of us work a regular 9-to-5.
It changes your attitude with things too. Like
absolutely,
the way you go about certain
absolutely.
Situations.
It changes how you handle certain situations, certain people.
Lord knows.
Listen,
it does.
Listen, some of y'all would have caught these hands a long time ago
Yo.
If I wasn't in tune with who I am.
Hello. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, since we're talking about balance, for anybody out there who is doing their own business and doing business ventures or whatever, don't be afraid to fail. It's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You cannot succeed without failing at
one.
Some point in time.
You're going to take a lot of
Failure is going to be your best friend because
yes,
it's going to be your biggest teacher. So you get to learn so much through failure. So don't be afraid to fail. Do not be afraid to fail.
Big facts. Big facts.
That is big facts.
That's law. When
you
fail,
don't stop.
That's law.
Keep going.
Always keep going. Always have the ambition.
But again, this is Talk That Talk Around the Table. For anybody that just tuned in, we're talking about how to get your perfect balance in life, the do's and the don'ts. You know, we got our wonderful guests here, Terrell and David.
Shout out to them. They're smart. I like smart people.
We do. We do like smart
people. If you're smart and you want to come on a show,
knowledge is power.
It is. Ignorance is bliss.
In the words of my man Keith, it takes 2 minutes to read. And once you get a book you like, you won't be in it.
Right.
Yes, you
but
will.
Even if you don't, my whole thing is that sometimes you might not
read
have
books.
A moment to sit down and
audio books,
listen
baby.
To audio,
audio books.
Books
are the truth.
Clutch.
I plug it up in my car. And I drive to work for 30 minutes a day, and I'll listen to an audiobook.
You know what they
They're
say, though?
Bad.
I mean, I'm not knocking the audiobooks. I like it. But words have a power. It's powerful.
It's
you
so read
different.
It.
So yeah, it's a lot.
It resonates
differently.
Absolutely. But for y'all,
and it depends on what you're reading,
read.
Too.
But, like,
you know.
if you just on the go.
Yeah, if you're on the go.
That's all I'm saying.
There you
that's
go.
All I'm saying. You got,
yeah.
But you're right. So it goes back to what I said before. But you got to be intentional about
there
it.
There you go.
Like I've made it a point. Like I gotta sit down and read something.
Yeah,
right.
I
take that time.
Trying,
just
trying
buy
to do a book
yourself,
a month. I'm not. This
book
month
up.
Is kind of flying by, so I gotta get on this book.
We're almost done.
Mind your business. I got a week off from work.
Just mind your business.
I got a week off from work.
All for your birthday.
Facts.
Shout out to David. His birthday's coming up. He's gonna be 86.
Wait.
I think my mama watches, so I ain't gonna cut
shout
that.
Out to OG. Shout out to OG.
What's your horoscope?
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, okay.
He's been my best friend.
We are distant and emotionless, but we're
the water signs. I met you.
We're very, very loyal.
Yes, we are. Well, I'm not an Aquarius, but you know, I'm a water sign, so I understand.
I actually mesh really well with Pisces. My sister is a Pisces.
Yeah, my whole family's Tauruses.
Yeah. And you
shout out to my mom. My mom's a Taurus. Shout out to mommy.
Shout out to your mother for having
mommy,
a birthday before mine.
I think mommy's watching too. I think I've seen her on
shout
yours.
Shout out to mom.
What's up, mom?
Shout
I don't
out.
Know none of the zodiac things are. All I know is I'm a Sagittarius.
Hey, oh.
Oh, that's why we.
I don't know what matches with what.
Oh, damn.
My sister said Pisces are the best.
Me don't
they are.
So.
That's all I'm gonna give you.
I can't believe what you're telling me. No.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
yes, we are. You tell them again, Pisces.
Whatever.
Yeah, Pisces are
we
worse.
We are.
They're real. They'll keep it 100 with you. But they're loyal.
They'll tell you it's scientifically fact we are the best zodiac sign.
No,
you just said
that they're the best.
We are.
And when you're reading it in the scientific book,
it's in the ancient text.
In the ancient, y'all getting real deep.
In the writings.
It's in the
pyramids. I don't know about Genesis.
In the book of Galatians. Chapter 3, verse 20.
It clearly states.
Let the congregation say, hey.
I can't say. Nigga, Galatians. I like that.
Don't talk about us, Sag.
Who's the Sag?
Go.
AJ.
Hey. You ain't about that, man? Oh, let's go.
That's the before.
You know what's crazy? Sag is our creative, too.
You know what? I'm not going to Sagittarius. Because that's just my personal experience.
I've been through some things
with some Sagittarius, but I've actually gotten a lot of love from them, too. So,
shout out to Lady Leo.
Oh,
Lady
shut up.
Marissa says Aries are better. We're about to have the attack of the Zodiac.
Yeah, fact. A Zodiac war is about to ensue.
All I know is Taurus are the best. And
hashtag your Zodiac.
Yeah, everybody go. If you want, hashtag your Zodiac.
We're going to be here all night. Whatever.
All day. Hands down, though, Pisces all day. I'm not hearing nothing.
You never hear nothing.
That month is mine. I would say that too.
And it was like, yo, this year, Monty, I like every year, my year.
Listen,
every year is my year.
Last year was not my year. Shout out to what you're saying, because I'm a Pisces. That's what we do.
Girls. I have three girls. If everybody don't know, I do have three girls.
They're 3K mine. Gang. Bang, bang.
Yes, they are a gang.
They very much are.
I want to just speak in reference of them, like the school and stuff like that. When they come home, I debrief my kids. If you don't know what debrief is, you can
Google
it. But what I mean by that, with the school system, they don't teach them everything they need to know. So when they come home, I teach them everything that is influential for that further development. Everything they need to know as they get older, they'll use that. They'll take that and install it in their mindset because they don't learn about like real estate ownership pretty much. They don't learn about who they are as melanated young women. They don't learn about, well, they took a lot of religion out of the school system. So that's a battle because, you know, within my family, me personally, I believe in God. But I'm more of a,
spiritual person.
Yeah, I'm just a spiritual person. I don't like to battle religion with people, but people like to do that with me because they feel as though the Bible is their sword, which it can be. But with my kids, I don't do that with them. I speak, you know, about the Bible and stuff like that. They go to church with their grandmother. Shout out to their grandmother. But I just go a different route with it. Like, I'm not going to get too big on the religion because I don't want anybody coming at me. No, I mean, I'm not against that. I've been in church, so, but I just chose my route to not be in the church system. But I don't take that away from them. I don't at all. They love church, but I kind of like what I believe in. I have to install that into them as well. It's nothing to turn them away from God or anything like that. Because some people take that.
Yeah, as you're not.
What
teaching
else?
Them about God.
Just really allowing them to know who they are. How powerful they are. I allow them to be kids. I allow them to have a voice. I allow them to express themselves. A lot of kids don't get the opportunity. They're just always, how you say it? Yeah, told them to shut up.
Or,
there you go. And I don't, that too, and I allow my kids to talk to me. Kids have a lot to say.
Right.
We don't take the time to listen to them.
If you, especially kids now with what they're dealing with, and if you allow kids to articulate themselves, and, yo, my 8-year-old be saying stuff sometimes, I'd be like, yo.
Yeah, Maurice tells me, he says things to me where I don't even think that he would understand the situation.
They know a lot.
And then we sit and we talk, and I'm like, wow, I didn't think that you would understand it in that manner. And the way he articulates it to me, like, I should have talked to you about this.
Yo, real talk, PSA, talk to your kids, man.
Absolutely.
Because your kid, the stuff you think you're shielding your kids from, you're not.
You're really not.
Your kids are way more aware than you're giving them credit for.
They are.
And if you don't,
no matter what age,
if you're not on it, and if you don't allow yourself to humble yourself and actually talk to your, because a lot of times you think you're protecting your kid, a lot of times you think you know more than what you. Listen, every time one of my kids speaks, I listen, yo, because you never know what'll pop up.
Right.
And these kids are way more aware. They're way more cognizant of what's going on around them. And you have to be able to talk to your kids and really, really delve into what they – because if you give a kid a moment, yo, they'll let it go. And
that's true.
Oh, man, it's humbling.
Yeah, it is.
It's humbling because you think you're doing this great job of putting them in this bubble.
Right.
And then your kid will say something to you, and it'll be like,
oh, well, how did you know
that? How did you know? I didn't realize this is what you was dealing with.
Right.
I didn't realize this is what you. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, bet. So you gotta talk to your, #. Talk to your kids.
Yeah. I'm a
piggyback over there.
Yeah. really though, this Instagram thing be killing me. Yo, I'm gonna have to jump back on.
We're just because our
Instagrams is.
Oh my nigga! Anybody follow me on Facebook? I'm gonna be on.
We're gonna be on
Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're gonna go back on.
No, I'm gonna just log off.
But I'm still on Facebook, right?
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, Facebook.
I've never been live, so I don't know.
Yeah, just you could jump back on, but I'll continue what I was about to say as far as being balanced. Give me 1 second, y'all. Sorry for the delay. But also
I'm sorry. Instagram is crazy. I got open the first thing I see on my Instagram after this. Oh man, that was insane.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I apologize.
No, that's cool. I'm trying. Why? Is it black?
That's so funny. That was hilarious.
So funny.
So true.
I forgot what I was about to say.
You're piggybacking off
the phone.
Off of what I was saying about talking to your kids.
About the kids.
Yeah.
Why are none of your
electronics
on the street?
Because
it's iRobot, yo.
No, I had the worst day today. Like,
you dropped your phone?
Yeah, I was out at work.
Yo, y'all can see her wallpaper. Why your girl on the back of your wallpaper got like the 44 double D joints.
And she's meditating.
She's got a baby waist. That's
her joint snatched.
Like, I mean, I know you can't see the full picture.
I can't see the. All I see is breasts on your screen.
I actually really like that picture.
I didn't say it wasn't a nice
that
picture.
That made me look so like.
Yeah.
If anybody tuned in to my segments on Mondays and Tuesdays, sip tea and meditate, you see the actual girl that's on my screen.
I'm sorry.
So you know what it is.
I don't tune in on Monday and Tuesdays. I'm sorry. I'll be at work.
Tune in at noon, 12 o'clock.
I'll be at work. I'm gonna start tapping into that.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be speaking about some powerful stuff. Word. But anyway, about my kids. They're my perfect balance. Anything I do with my kids or I teach my kids, I have to take the time to study and teach myself. I can't just be doing stuff at my kids that I don't have any knowledge of what I'm talking about. Just making sure that everything I'm doing right now is set for them in the future. They ain't got to worry about nothing. So I kind of think ahead. I always think ahead. Meditation, definitely key, daily. Just studying and reading. That's pretty much my balance.
Oh, also, don't look for, if you're in a relationship, don't look for your significant other, your spouse, or whatever the case is, to be your balance.
No, you gotta start within
you
yourself.
You have to be balanced within yourself first.
Self love.
And then once you're there, then you fit somebody else into.
That's right.
What your balance is.
We had a conversation about that in the last show. You gotta fulfill yourself with every type of love there is.
Listen,
in order for you to even love.
I know my wife loves me. I love me way. Wait, what?
Way
I'm,
crazy.
I'm so in love with myself.
You really you
gotta
are,
be,
y'all.
But you gotta be.
But like you really, really is. No, you. But you do. You have to love yourself. You have to love yourself more than how someone else can love you. And if you don't love yourself, how can you love someone else? There's no way for you to actually be able to put forth that effort if you can't even do that for you. So you got to get, what do we talk about? You know, falling in love and walking into love. Remember what you
talked about? Oh, I said, oh, no, what I said was, my quote was, because I actually heard Joe Budden say it one time. He said,
yo, shout out to Joe Budden.
Joe Budden is my spirit. Joe Budden is my spirit.
He's deep. Y'all got to really listen
Joe
to
Budden
that cat.
Joe Budden said, I believe
he's very wise.
Yes, what? He is.
Come on, bro.
You see the interview they just had, though, with, what's her face, ex-husband, Kardashian. Lamar Odom.
Nah, I didn't see his interview.
Is he
clean still? Is he still in?
He is. It's the aftermath of everything. So he was just basically telling him to keep
them
him
Kardashian away. Show. Stay away, y'all.
Yo, I think they just like some type of witches. But
I'm about to say I don't do the whole movement.
He was pretty much telling him. He was telling Odom to just be honest, because a lot of people in the industry don't be open about drug use and what goes on. You know, he was just really like.
They
gotta watch it.
Yo, all right. But
I didn't even gotta talk about it.
But real talk. Damn, what was I saying? Joe Budden was like, yo, real men don't fall in love, we stand up in it.
Woo!
Right.
And I watched the interview where a woman said, don't fall in love. I don't want to fall in love. I want to walk into love.
Yeah.
And, you know, that
could be another
you
topic.
Fall, because when you fall, you can't see where you're going.
You can't see where you're going. Like,
at the end, that thing gonna hurt. Once you hit.
Oh, sidebar, the Eagles won.
Hey! Let's go, Philly.
Shout out
gang,
to
gang.
For missing the game, though.
Gang, gang.
That takes a lot from
listen,
a man.
I'm committed.
That's a big win.
Shout out to him.
Let's go Pennsylvania.
Let's go Pennsylvania. I want an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl.
Now we just need the Steelers to win tomorrow.
We ain't even on that right now. Philly, let's go, baby. Philly, let's get it. I want my moment. Nobody picked Philly to win. Let's get it. Come on.
Philly never wins.
Yo, mind your business.
How many rings bring
mind your business.
Really
we coming for that one this year. What up, Mo?
They need one. They deserve one.
We coming for that one this year. Let's get it.
Listen, since we all in the same state, y'all definitely deserve at least one.
One. They got six.
At least one.
They got six in Pittsburgh. Let's go, Philly.
Shout out to Philly.
Will we get number seven this year?
Ain't your brother Philly fan?
No.
Seven's a good number.
Oh, Shafar. Okay.
Seven's a great number.
Yeah, Niners fan. God bless him. God bless him. I know he's going through
God bless him.
He's been going through this.
She cracking him.
Shout out Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, yes.
Shout out Colin Kaepernick, man of the year,
2017.
Shout out to him, mad respect for him. All right, we're actually gonna jump into a song. Yeah.
I'm about to say, we ain't play music in like an hour.
No. I don't want to talk. That's what.
No, I know you about that local artist love.
You know what? We haven't been shouting out the local artists that we've been playing. We've just been playing the song.
Pretty much, these are familiar songs that you've heard. Am I lying?
No. Yeah.
Got new viewers, though.
But we got new viewers, though. Thanks, David.
You know what, David?
I'm trying to help. I'm here.
I thought you was here, though.
No, I'm on your shoulder.
They don't know that.
Your mom says Steelers tomorrow.
Steelway 7. That's right. That's 7. That number.
Yo, shout out to my mom for that. Shout out to my mom for the hashtag. I think my mother made that hashtag up. I think she actually made the hashtag.
Hashtag Steelway to 7, y'all.
Steelway to 7.
Shout out to Tracy. All right, we're going to jump into the next song, y'all. Y'all stay tuned.
Oh, my wife said she's about to go make pancakes. All right, boo. I'm sorry. What is Black Mirror about?
Black Mirror is
different,
series. Stuff. It's all different.
Oh, so it's not one. It's not an actual.
It's
like,
kind of like Twilight Zone. It's trippy.
Don't
really?
Disrespect it like that. It's not.
Twilight Zone was lit when it was 80.
It's Twilight Zone 2.0.
All right, I give that to you.
Whoa.
And you know what?
I'm sorry. Ro got some new shoes on. I ain't want no problems.
If you don't thoroughly pay attention to those series, it'll go right over your head.
Right.
Stuff for that,
and even if
so
for
that
some
stuff
people,
that's happening,
it, it'll still go over your head because you might not be. Just might not comprehend.
Yeah, I know. I think I've seen like one episode.
You did which one?
Like, might have been the first one.
It's a lot.
I think
it was
that.
Yeah, it's very popular right now.
Netflix.
Was the first episode like a social media based type of thing?
It's different series. I don't know.
I seen one episode. It was pretty dope.
It was a serious one about a social media.
Like everything went off of how many likes you get and all
the
that.
The girl.
Yeah, you get
you told me about that one.
Yeah, everything was
yo,
based off of likes,
that's,
followers,
I'm
and all
to,
that.
That's
how you get promoted.
Matter of
fact, Monday I got no work.
Stuff.
I'm going.
Yeah, yeah.
Binge watching Monday.
So, yeah, I saw the first
yeah,
episode.
It happens in the real world.
Because
yeah.
That is exactly how life is going
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
That is
very
exactly
true.
How life
that's
is going
to
be.
All y'all women out here busting it open for likes.
Oh, my God.
Shout out. We was just
talking
about we was just talking about
the Little Kim poses for like. I'm
listen,
just saying, if you got it, if you greased up in a Little Kim pose
with the baby oil
to,
on you.
Oh my God!
You just trying to get the like, and I ain't got nothing to say because that's your life. That
well,
ain't
no.
Mine.
All right, can we talk about it then? When we were talking about earlier, can we talk about it? Yo,
I'm not condoning.
Can we talk about?
I'm
yo, listen,
I stay
me, away. Me, I'm on Instagram, right?
Why is my thing bugging?
Wilding out. I'm on Instagram, right? And I'm going, and for whatever reason, this one female, I guess she's posting mad pictures back to back to back.
Oh, my God.
Yo, every, and I show, am I lying?
Nope.
I show him, I'm going, every other picture is breast,
mad
tongue
cleavage,
out, tongue
cleavage.
Out, breast.
Thirst trap. We call it thirst trap.
Look at my shoes, but my breast is in here.
Thirst trap.
Yo.
Look at my shoes, but my breast is in here.
But
I'm making
quick.
Dinner, but my titties is here.
Like,
all
these guys
all
thinking
you thirsty
I'm
niggas
doing
in my DMs. Listen.
If
you, if you're half naked, or not even half naked, don't get me wrong, I get it. You well endowed on the chest. If every picture is literally just your breast.
You're exposing
out,
your body. What do you expect?
Who do you exactly. You think the respectable niggas going to slide in your DM?
That's common.
Come
good.
On, man. Listen, we gotta do better in 2018. Is what I'm saying.
Because there's definitely a difference between being comfortable. And listen, trying to get attention.
And I'm not.
That's true. Okay, I have to piggyback on that. That's
you,
true.
Don't get me wrong. I like I said, I got a daughter. Now, when it gets hot, me personally, now that I have a daughter, I look at women completely differently.
Yeah,
I look at
man.
Women and I look at girls completely
got
different.
To.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Got
so now, fast. when I see younger girls with the short shorts, it's like, come on now. There's no way, one, me personally, there's no way I'm going to let my daughter walk out the house with shorts like that.
Do you do what I do when you see young girls with skippy something like, yo, my daughter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pressure.
Let me catch my daughter outside.
Pressure.
My thing is, all right, cool, it's hot. Yeah, you won't be comfortable, but.
Why your butt cheeks got to hang out?
Exactly.
Why am I seeing
there's going to be no difference in temperature.
There's
with,
levels to
when
this.
It comes to, we're talking about an inch of material. There's
levels,
no difference.
Yeah.
Talk.
There's
around the table. It's
God.
Levels to this, y'all.
Really much is. Very
somebody
much.
Making pancakes?
White beans.
I'm coming over.
Pancakes. If they're vegan,
no, they're not vegan, babe. I'm sorry. We're not there yet. We
I
cut
tried.
Our red meat, though. We cut
oh,
our red
good.
Yeah, we did cut our
look
red meat.
Look at y'all. Shout out to the no meat-eating people.
No. I still eat chicken and fish.
Bacon
but,
is life.
Bacon is life. Listen, I do miss bacon. I ain't going to stop with
bacon.
I miss pork.
Bacon is life.
Life.
Oh. Shout out
to the poor pigs.
Shout out to the baby.
Just kill them. These are the
Listen. What? My only thing for that.
Look at that. Don't defend it.
There's no justifying
what y'all doing right now.
Wouldn't the population of animals grow to an enormous amount if we didn't eat them?
We need the animals.
Why do we need the animals?
That's the circle of life.
I didn't say.
The circle.
And the circle, you know what happens in the circle of life? Animals get eaten.
I mean, chain.
By
what's called
animals.
The chain connection?
So wait, you want to make lions vegetarians?
What?
I'm just saying.
That's true.
Listen,
those are carnivores.
We,
natural
I'll
carnivores.
Talk about humans.
We're natural carnivores.
Human, well,
natural carnivores. You're, You're going against your nature.
Me personally, I like a good steak.
I'm not going against my nature.
You're going against your primal scientific nature.
So you're telling me the originated people was eating meat?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I don't believe that.
Bacon is high in nutrients and protein.
Lies. Meat does not have any protein or nutrients in it.
Well,
y'all better watch.
You said meat does it?
Does it. Go watch What's the Health. Watch it.
Every vegetarian favorite documentary.
You're damn right. Vegan.
I did not mean to disrespect
her.
I did not mean to disrespect
her.
She's vegan.
Yo,
she's
hungry. Hashtag vegan gay. I like
man,
you.
Does your man have to be vegan?
Man.
I'm saying when you get a significant other. Do they
have
to be
that
vegan?
Was a whole. I had a topic about that.
Do they have to be vegan? Like if y'all go out and you just getting the roasted peppers.
Hey, he gets the plate. But he gets
I'm
gonna
tell you something.
24-ounce
health
steak.
Is everything to me.
Oh, but he's healthy.
No, he's not.
He's not healthy if he eats meat?
No, he's not.
Oh, man, that's tough.
It is tough.
That's tough. So you want to meet your man at the edge of the woods?
edge of the woods.
Yo, that's the best commercial. Yo, local hashtag, the best commercial ever.
You know what? See, that goes into a lot of broad topics because.
I'm sorry. It's different.
Like, say if he's. All right.
What if he's a vegetarian?
Okay, cool. He's venturing off into the vegan.
But what if he says, I'm still going to eat chicken and fish? Like, what if he said, like...
But that's not a vegetarian.
Not at all.
Wait, what's a vegetarian? Okay, then...
That's a Presbyterian, I think.
No.
Presbyterian is fish. Seafood is a seafood.
Yeah.
That is just you just dipping and dabbing. It's supposed to be a vegetarian. That's just what that is.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, I didn't see.
I mean, no, because some vegetarians do eat certain type of chicken. But there is a certain type of
like arm raised.
Yeah, no hormones and all that stuff. So yeah,
bread, so you can only eat
bread. if he's attempting.
I'm gonna say, are you just packaged dirt then? Does that work?
You know what? I'm tired of these vegan
dirt with natural olive oil on it.
He sent me a little meme, like the dude had a slice of bread, some leaves.
A little stick with mustard on it.
I was like, wow.
Yo,
so
This is where we at with our friendship. What if he's...
But he likes a good 24-ounce porterhouse steak.
He orders a big bowl of bacon.
He's 6'5".
He's a big-ass bowl of bacon.
He's 6'5", not an ounce of fat on him.
I can't do it.
He meditates.
I can't.
He got a beard.
Nah, because that...
He looks good to me. She don't want him. I'll take him.
Hey. Look at it. But you notice when I said beard, she stopped. She's like,
Shout out to all the people who can't grow beards.
Shout out to the struggle beard.
Niggas. Let's go.
The struggle beard.
Hashtag non-beard.
Hashtag struggle beard.
Listen, health is everything, especially when you're intimate with a person. That's everything to me. Like, you take everything from a person when you're intimate with them. You take their whole DNA.
You're brushing around my question.
No, I can't do it.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
But it's a reason. I was about to...
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm in your way.
No, I said what I had to say, but it's just... it's hard. It's hard in these streets.
It's hard to be in love when you can't find a baby.
Being vegan. Nah, it's not, but, the time is right. That person will come.
Your king is coming. King is coming 2018, y'all.
But yeah, it's
just wait on it.
He's gonna come, even if it's December 31st, 2000.
Did you meet that nigga at the New Year's Eve party? It counts, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
This counts.
Shout out to you.
One for you.
Yo, and these vegan
jokes. Nah, I love you. You know what? I can't even lie.
Big face hunted. Jay Nails in the building.
Bet. Oh, shout out to Jay Nails. He was on her song was on our flyer this week.
That's my little cuz, y'all.
Shout out
to
my cuz.
But
he wants to come on the show. So we might have him on a show.
Yeah, we're gonna set that up.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. But no, I respect what Jay Renee does because it takes a lot of willpower. It takes a lot of
strength. I was there in them streets eating that nasty steak.
How long you been eating?
You didn't, don't say nasty because you know
steak
you
is amazing.
Steak.
Stop that.
It was.
I was like,
how long you been vegan?
Steak was like about 6 months now.
Oh, so you just got cooked.
So what? No, listen, hold on.
But she's really on it.
No, I didn't say she's really on it, but don't judge me because I feel like
I'm not. I never judge. That's not in my blood. I always been a picky eater, though. I wasn't a big meat eater. I just preferred steak. Steak was my to-go. Like, if I had to eat, if I ate anything but meat, was that.
Do you miss meat?
No, I don't.
Really?
No. No, because I be studying.
How, so do you shop over there?
Whole Foods. All day. Mm. Expensive as hell.
Facts.
But it's worth it. No, Aldi's is pretty good, but organic food.
Listen, can we acknowledge the fact that they do that purposely, though, for black folks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I respect that, they purposely make
They make all the unhealthy food cheap.
What? Mm-hmm. You ever wonder why you can get a burger for a dollar?
Yeah, oodles and noodles for 15.
Yo, oodles and noodles.
All that sodium and
what?
And
you read the nutrition facts on the side of your food, yo.
Every day.
And oodles and noodles.
Just look at the ingredients of what you're eating.
Just a filler.
Cyanide.
All that.
Gluten. Death.
Yeah.
A
side of GMO.
No, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like what?
That's what I always.
She be at the fast.
I'll be at Popeye's talking about, can I get a
side
of GMO
and an extra shot of diabetes?
Could you drizzle some liquid on my chicken for me?
Just drizzle it.
The extra sauce. No, for real, though, health is everything to me, man. I don't be played around when it comes to that. Don't you want some healthy babies?
No, facts.
Not
so
trying to disrespect
as
somebody.
As a vegetarian, does that mean you don't drink or anything like that either?
Vegan. No,
I'm sorry, vegan.
I used to do wine. I used to drink wine, but I don't drink wine. I don't drink none of that.
That's what's up. Mm. You drink juice? I really want to know.
So yeah, that is a good question.
You
want to
do you drink regular juice or is it like vegan
no,
juice?
No, I do tea.
But do they have vegan juice?
Is it distilled?
They have pure, it's called pressed juice. So it's like vegetable juice.
Where'd you get that, bro?
Yo, yes,
do they have like vegan candy?
This is a real thing. We don't know.
I'm asking a dumb, dead serious with this question.
They have they have vegan food, like vegan recipes. That can't even talk. Y'all got me on the chopping block.
No,
yeah.
I'm not chopping block.
Personally, I love
they
candy.
Have,
that's one of my vices.
I want. They
most
have candy. They
my,
have baking goods. They do. They have baking goods. They have candy and stuff like that. Where it's not all the ingredients
candy
they normally use in like regular baking goods and stuff. They don't use it. They substitute it for like rice flour,
mm-hmm,
like stuff like that. So,
I've had
yes,
vegan.
There are.
I had a vegan oatmeal raisin cookie.
Go to Whole Foods, man. Y'all
yo,
be
listen,
good.
Listen,
you're gonna
that
pay
cookie
arm
was
and
the
leg.
Driest cookie I've ever eaten.
It doesn't
no
have any of that. That's
true.
They have like
love
the pure cane sugar. That's
dry
sugar. Like, dry. Why are you having dry?
The cookie
I got,
was dry.
You want to try the sugar? I got it.
No, you know what?
The cookie was dry, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because it's not that yeast and
almost,
all that
almost
extra
died
stuff in it.
Almost died at my desk.
It's no yeast in the, because it's none of that. Iodized salt, whatever y'all. What's the
yeah,
stuff? None of that
yeah,
in there. Yeah, they give you that good stuff.
You only use wild salt that was...
It's Himalayan salt.
Himalayan salt,
yes,
my bad.
Pink
shout
salt
out to
yes
19 Keys
pink,
with
pink
the Himalayan salt.
Yeah.
Shout out to,
shout out to me.
To,
I started that wave. Oh, my God.
Shout out to
no, but yeah, it's a lot of vegan products up there. You just got to research stuff.
They have vegan oxtail. I had to stop.
Vegan oxtail?
I stopped my...
Wow.
I don't know
yeah,
anything
it's
about that.
An
I know they have a vegan place, vegetarian.
That's an
place
oxymoron, like turkey bacon.
Ew.
First of all,
I had to stop eating that.
Don't eat turkey bacon.
Yeah.
First of all, it's nasty.
Yes.
Well, no, actually, it was pretty
all
good.
All it is rubber. It's a big rubber band.
It's a cardboard.
It
it's a cardboard.
It's disgusting.
It's a cardboard piece. Of
sorry to shatter your dreams.
Yeah. when I found out what it was, that hurt my soul. Because, you know, you think you eat healthy. Oh, turkey bacon, what it is. Girl, don't eat that pork.
You like tofu?
Like, I tried tofu. Sesame tofu. Like, sesame nugget. It's called.
How is it?
Yeah, tofu.
You eat tofu burgers?
I don't do tofu as much, but it depends on where you go and how it's cooked.
Do you do, like, bean-based products?
A little, yeah, like the burgers and stuff like
mm-hmm
that. You can make it yourself, y'all. You just research the recipes. You can make it. You have to get the right... And it depends on the brand, too.
So does, like, vegan, like, let's say muffins, do it taste anything like gluten-free muffins?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
it won't have no yeast. There's no yeast, none of that extra bullcrap.
Yo, no, honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. Shout out to you, but I'm
that's a lot.
You know what? Listen, wait. The reason why I went on this vegan journey was a spiritual thing. Because, it's a lot to do with my spirituality. It was not just to do it because I've seen people. I don't know nobody that's vegan. Honestly, like
I know
around
other than you, I know one person.
Are there vegan support groups? Like, is there a place where you can go to?
Yeah,
like,
vegan AA group.
My name is Renee, and I am vegan.
I was a vegan, and I was
Renee.
A vegan to me.
I had a relapse last week.
Years ago?
I smelled some steak.
I licked it. But I only put my tongue on it.
It was so good. I only put my tongue on it. It's hilarious.
You know what it is.
So I'm leaving that one all the way alone.
Hashtag, I just put my tongue on.
Yo, don't hashtag, I just put my tongue on.
Hashtag, I just.
That's going to go so far.
Oh, man.
That's
I'm about hard. To get shirts made.
I put vegan on the back.
Vegan.
Yo, that'd be a good look.
Yo,
that'd
matter of fact,
dope.
Edit that part.
Yeah.
We might have to talk about that when we get off of the air.
So, that was my main reason why I went vegan. A lot of people, I lost a lot of weight, though. I lost about 30 pounds.
Shout out to you. You probably threw them over my way. That's why I'm fat right now.
I need some. We got an internet.
I got what?
Yo, yeah, now, dudes like you get on my nerves. He eats more than me.
Yo, they do.
He eats more than me.
I don't
want
to be this skinny.
I'm 260 right now, bruh.
It's
crazy.
I tell people, like, even if
if
you don't go vegan, you do want to become healthy, just proportionize your food and just substitute
portions are
certain
huge.
Things
yeah,
that you normally
control
use
is
and
ever
portions
everything.
Are huge.
And work
don't
out.
Go back for a second plate.
Work out.
Stay
work
away
out.
From the second plate. I love
get some adrenaline
rush. Yeah. Do some
push away. Rush. Yeah.
Do some push away.
Work out. Run.
Push away.
Jog.
Nah, in fact, man, I'm straight. Do some push aways, baby.
I'll be like, oh, no, never mind. Come back.
Stop eating after 8 o'clock, too.
Yes.
That's a huge one.
I was just telling my coworker of mine that, stop it at like 7:30 maybe. But
I
nothing past 8.
I try to eat in hours.
They said the
8
biggest.
O'clock to like 11. To try the game.
Because your
work.
Metabolism.
Yeah.
It goes.
It's not fair, bro.
It's not fair.
Yo, it's not fair. You know why it's not fair? Because I'll look at a cupcake and gain 10 pounds, bro. It's not fair.
Yo, but if I look
question.
At a cupcake the wrong
like,
you
genetically, like your family, are they big bony people?
My mother's side is. My father. It's crazy. So I got 4 sisters. All of them are skinny.
Oh, okay.
I'm the only one that caught this big boy.
Yeah, a lot of people in my family.
My oldest brother, skinny. He remind me of Wiz, definitely skinny.
It sucks. No matter what I eat, food goes to me like water through a straw. That's why I can't gain no weight.
We're so sorry for your skinny guy problem.
Skinny gang. Hashtag skinny gang.
Listen, it's still cold outside. I'll get you a big boy.
Or get you a big girl, too. I'm kind of chunky.
Get you a dude with his stomach. I promise you. Yo, you think you want a six-pack, you rub on a dude's stomach. I promise you.
They got memes like that with the big dude.
You think you want a six-pack, you feel. What you rub on this for? You ain't never going to go nowhere again,
what?
Man. Get out of here,
right.
Man.
Okay,
that was
get out of here, man. All right,
we're
some other stuff I was saying.
We're going to jump into the next topic.
Yeah,
child,
keep it.
Oh, there is one. Keep it what?
Y'all gonna have people.
I'm trying to come back. I wanna overstay my welcome.
Cuffing season's been over. Cuffing season was.
It's not now. You still. It's late registration for cuffing season right now. It's like cool out.
Yeah, y'all.
You got 2 more weeks before Valentine's Day hit. So free agency gets back up and popping.
You know what? You're right.
Because Valentine's Day, they dudes meant to start a fight with you just cuss.
You know how many fights I've gotten into before Valentine's Day? I would get into.
That is a trend.
What you call strategy?
That's it.
In a relationship. Strategizing. It'd be February 8th, so you're just going to like
niggas' pictures? What? That's why I want to
have you
anyway.
Let's talk about it.
I ain't got enough.
Let that nigga buy you a gift.
Facts.
All right, y'all. We got to jump into the next topic.
Go ahead.
Why do us women tend to settle for less than what we deserve? For less than what we deserve.
Yeah, why don't y'all go ahead and start that off? Because me and Ro will be back.
I think it has a lot to do with decades of past hurt. A lot of women that been, they feel though that the abuse they have encountered is a norm to them. So that's my theory on that. So,
but that's one thing I never understood. If you got a woman that's being abused, why does she keep going back?
Maybe that's something she was shown. I think it all starts with childhood. Like, you see that stuff at a young age, it's like, oh, this is what love is? Oh,
well,
I get older.
I'm going to be real with you.
And it's a subconscious thing too.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know,
it is.
Okay. Even if you don't think it Okay, for example, when you go through things in your life, right? You know, when you see things as at a young age,
mm-hmm.
you notice when you get older, you attract those types of things, those types of situations.
Because you consume all that,
right? And that's the type of you have that thing in you where that's the type of people that you attract. So if you saw your mother being beat, 9 times out of 10, you attract men that do that,
that are abusive.
I feel like that comes down to a mindset, though.
Mm. Well, what if he's not showing that in the beginning? You know how guys are. They'll show you this,
you know how
this
women
facade.
Are. You know how women are.
What you mean?
You know how women are. They show this facade.
Yeah,
listen, when you first deal with somebody, the first 3 months, I guarantee.
Two.
The first three, I say three.
I say three, too.
The first 3 months, you're just dealing with their representative.
Yeah.
You're not really...
Yeah.
Seeing what they talk about. F man or women.
I agree.
I have noticed that I learn the most about people within the first 2 months.
That's because you're aware of it.
Every
right.
That
your awareness.
You're aware of it. Most people, you're just so high on that.
You're just so high.
Oh, he likes me. I like her. And we have the same favorite color, and he's a Pisces, and I'm a Sag, and our moons are aligned. All of us not.
Wait,
but it would be our star.
The moons are alive. Our stars.
His sun rises over Venus. That doesn't mean nothing.
Nah, you're right,
fact.
Though. It's
what?
True.
What? Okay, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. Most of the time, first of all, life hack, women, you have the power to run everything.
Absolutely.
As long as you, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. As long as you are a woman and you have a vagina, you run the world.
That's it.
Let's keep it up.
A man will only do what you allow them to do.
That's my thing.
Well,
whatever you allow is what will happen.
Very true.
So it comes down to, and we talked about it in the beginning, about balance. It talks about self-love. If your self-esteem is so low that you're so willing to be with someone even if they abuse you, that's what you're going to get.
Right.
And at a certain point, and I know this is not politically correct to say, at a certain point, I don't feel bad for you.
Because you're making a choice.
You're allowing.
Yeah.
You're
choosing
at the,
to.
At the end of the day, nobody expects that next person. When you're in whatever relationship or when you're single, you don't expect to find, you know, whoever you end up with that actually treats you right.
Right. And then
it's okay to leave. That's it's okay to be alone. Because especially when you once you
right.
leave, now it's time for you to work on yourself.
Right.
So now you can. Attract whoever
you
want
have
to
these,
attract.
And I don't like to like downplay the women, but you know they get into that desperate mode. Like they gotta have somebody in your life.
Yeah.
No, you need to take that time to heal yourself.
And
get yourself right.
But see, the thing is, if you're a woman and you think to yourself, "Oh, I gotta have somebody," why go with somebody who's gonna be the abuser instead of being with somebody who's at least gonna hold you on?
That's true too. Because
at the end of the day, you
don't know what that is.
I've seen so many times on social media that there'll be a girl that will say, "Oh, men ain't nothing," or they always treat me bad. Every dude that I'm with treats me bad.
What's the common denominator?
Every single woman has 10 to 15 good guys in their DMs, texting them, trying to get to know them, trying to treat them right. Trying to
talk that talk, yo.
Around the table.
And then they just straight ignore
him. Yes, that dude hitting you up in the DM saying, "Good morning, beautiful," every morning.
Every single day?
Every single day? That's not thirst, ladies.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
It's not thirst.
The one that's trying to see how your day
actually is. Say if you do have a guy like that, right? But yet, it's like this weird. Like, he does something out of the norm. Like, he'll send, like, a crazy picture. But yet... It's the same guy that says good morning.
Oh, wait, listen.
Yeah, like, what do you say about that?
Dick pics and good morning don't go together.
Okay, thank you. Because...
I know. Fellas.
Okay?
Fellas.
Not even intentionally just showing it, but
fellas.
Just it's,
nah,
it's
no,
there.
No, it's always intentional if we show dick.
I'm just saying.
Let me keep it a buck. If we show penis, it's intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It's intentional.
Yeah,
I'm just
saying. You took your time.
Oh, no, I had to make sure it was
like
right.
This.
No, not even like that.
I had to make sure it was laying it on the bed.
Not even like that. It's just like a...
Yo, all right. Example, all right, so I'm about to say, you had to pull one up on the phone?
Hold on one second.
I'm sorry, I'm making you hot. No, fellas. Oh, this is kind of
off. No, he's not. Don't listen to them.
This is kind of off topic, but I'm like, another life hack.
No, but I have a serious question, though.
Another life hack. Fellas.
Another life hack.
If a woman wants to see your penis, she will ask.
She will tell you she wants to.
Please stop sending unsolicited dick pics.
Listen.
I would really
appreciate it.
You will, know how to turn
I'm
off
like,
a woman.
Oh, he's genuine. Now
if you're a real woman, I can't say all women, because some women like that. If you are a woman that holds yourself to some type of standard, you have value and you have morals and you have respect for yourself,
okay.
And you send me a dick pic at 7 o'clock in the morning.
First of all,
seven
if the conversation has not even gone to sex. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something, fellas. Women see dick all the time. A lot of women watch porn now. I didn't realize he was here. A lot of women watch adult entertainment now and all that. So they can see the male anatomy whenever they want to. I'm sorry.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
So if they wanna see random penis, then
figures, it ain't gonna happen.
Exactly.
If it ain't pick the pick, it ain't gonna happen.
And that's the fact.
It's more than likely it's not pick for pick.
It's never pick for pick.
If she don't send the pick first. Don't even
it just gets overwhelming with those, man. Just stop.
Shout out to the random.
7 a.m. or
shout out. First of all, ladies.
Nobody getting ready for work, okay?
I personally don't care for it. Like,
I don't like it.
Like,
why?
I don't like it. Well, what? It gets, yo, that's
I don't
a curse.
Spaz no more.
I'd be like.
And then you just holding it. Like, and I'm looking. So
yo.
Can I just press and hold and
did you really take
now
the time
I can't even
to do
leave
that,
that in my phone? Like, that's just disgusting. You just,
no,
you
that's,
got no
that's just what it is. That's just what it is.
On top
it's
of this thing,
like,
you have no respect for me either. Because if you think that you could just sit here and you can send that to me without even, with no warning, and I'm waking up to that.
She must get a lot. She must get a lot.
I do.
I'm about to say,
I do.
I'm about to say,
Right person, you're not gonna find that right person. You're gonna always attract the wrong people,
mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. We choose the wrong people. Right. We attract the same people we've been dealing with in our past history. Over. It's a cycle. We got to break that cycle.
Right.
That is another reason why we settle.
Exactly.
We choose
got,
the wrong guys.
You got a lot of women that instead of trying to be with a guy that they can build an actual foundation with, they'll rather deal with a dude that will build them up or fund their entire lifestyle.
Yeah, right.
And
take
it's like,
care of them.
If you're not even thinking about the simple fact that all you are to that man is nothing more than just another bill.
That's right.
You're just a bill that he gets his rocks off.
Factual.
Yo,
that's all it is.
Yo, rubbing him.
Shout out to Terrell
for dropping.
He's been just giving y'all.
He's been
giving you some
real gems tonight.
Oh my
and these are
God.
Free. These are free.
Free gems.
Free gems.
I mean,
take
oh
that.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. Hashtag Terrell.
Hashtag Terrell.
Hashtag classic stoner life. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, keep
oh,
it. Keep
you
it.
You need to have it.
A lot of our brothers need that knowledge because I don't know. She's the old shit.
That's really what it comes down to.
It
I
is.
Can tell you.
I agree.
My experiences, now, me personally, right now, I don't got everything that I even feel like I need to have personally at my age.
Right.
But I know when it comes to the future,
yep.
I'm going to have every single thing that I ever wanted and then some.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm single. I've been single for a while. Whenever I do end up finding somebody, I'm going to be able to change their whole entire life. But my thing is, if I don't find that while I'm broke, or while I'm building on my way up to that, then all I'm going to think is, oh, every
yeah.
girl I come in contact
yeah,
with is only
money.
Trying to be with me because
that's
of my money.
That's very true.
Because they've seen me around this
very
celebrity.
True.
They know that this is my clothing line. They've seen all my shirts in this video, that video, MTV, BET, whatever, whatever. Oh, they see me hanging out with 50 Cent, so now they want to do whatever. Nah,
drop
I'm not going to want that by that time.
Right, and then you have every right to feel that way. Absolutely. So, ladies, stop choosing the wrong guys.
Yeah.
Right guys be right in our faces.
Hey, yo, and not for nothing, too. Not for nothing, too.
Looking past it. What's that old song? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What's that old song? She's Passing Me By? It was,
Come on.
Oh, God, we about to do this.
While you're thinking about that, ladies, know your self-worth, too.
Yeah, right.
Listen,
that's what it kind of comes down to.
Hashtag, know your self-worth.
You have to know how valuable you are.
There's got to be some stuff you're willing to compromise
that's
on.
Right,
there's got to be some stuff you're going to compromise on, but there has to be some stuff you will not budge on.
Yeah,
right.
You can't tolerate.
There has to be
absolutely.
Some things that you're going to be like, all right, bet. All right, cool. I'm lenient on this, but he got to do this.
Right.
All right, I can get away with this, but he got to. Listen, if that dude treats you right, he got a good job, he take care of his business, he do what he do, and he 5'11". For 5'8".
I don't mind the 5'11" or 5'. What you tapping me for? I don't
just,
mind the 5'11"
you know,
or 5'8".
You know
I have been very, very shallow in my past because I like being good. 6'2", 6'4".
That's another thing. Hold up. We got to stop putting so much,
barriers
on these. But that's why we miss out on good people because we're
right.
like, oh, we got to look this
that's
way.
What I'm, but that's what I'm saying, though.
We got to stop doing that,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying.
Got to stop doing that. It's going to be something you don't like about that person, but he's going to give you everything in the world.
Listen, what I found out about love, real talk, the things you say you don't like, the things you say you don't like, you're going to find a person you love, and they're going to do the things you say you don't like. I'm going to be real with you. I'm like a smart mouth. My wife got a real smart mouth. She come
Shout
out,
out to wifey.
She come out her head crazy. And when she talks, she's like, yo, like especially if you're fighting, she going to go for the judge.
But you know what? Those type of women mean well. We just want you to win.
But I had to learn that, though.
Yeah.
I had to learn that.
Some guys don't see that, though. They
man.
They just think that we're trying to be in control.
Malicious.
That, too.
My old football coach used to say, he used to be like,
Coach Rocket?
Nah, not Rocket. Coach Robbie. When I only played freshman year, so that's
for what?
Freshman
for what?
So, what for? Sonya High.
Shout out to
your
football. My old football coach.
I used to say basketball.
I used to play ball too. I used to play basketball.
Yeah,
I wasn't
that good. She's actually really dope.
You said what? I got $5 to beat you on 101.
Oh,
I got
10.
What's good?
Oh, why are you?
I'm so ready for this.
Wow.
I got 10. I got 20.
Y'all heard that, right?
I got 20.
Y'all heard that, right? All right.
I got 20. Hey, I'm not on my Instagram. Tay was up there. I was about to say, Tay's about to me. I ain't even going to talk.
I'll put my money up. But, damn, you didn't forget what I was saying. No, my old football coach.
Hashtag $20.
20?
He got 5 on it. He got 5 on it.
Hold on, wait.
Right. Oh, I used to get yelled a lot.
and that's how women. Men, you gotta understand too. A lot of because Carlton said it earlier about nagging. A lot of times, a lot of that stuff ain't nagging. Shorty just want to see you win.
That's it.
And when Shorty wants to see you win, she gonna keep a real woman gonna keep you on your toes.
Thank you.
Reminding you like, yo, listen,
they're not gonna sugarcoat.
It's real. Because you don't respond to nothing but the
real. Because we only mean it from a good place.
Facts.
A man that
we mean
and
well.
A man that is an actual man will see that this is coming from a good place.
Exactly.
A man that's gone through experience will see that.
Facts.
Because these little
young boys ain't going to realize it.
Not even young boys.
Young boys
there's men that don't realize
I call them young boys, too, because they're mentally young.
That's right. The mindset is...
Now I said they're going through their second childhood.
That's right. It's terrible. We know.
Come on, bro.
We're going to shut that down. We'll keep going live. You have. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you're right.
That's real talk, man. Nah, listen. If you want a real... First of all, fellas, the realest one on your team going to be your girl.
Hold on. Where you going to close out?
The realest one on your team going to be your lady. And if she's not, then you need to get a new lady. That's off
right.
the rip.
Right.
Because she got to be... Yo, when everybody else is talking that trash, your girl, whoever's around you, Your girl, your wife, your woman, she got to be the one that's going to be able to tell you, yo, listen, this is what it is. The people you got around you, they moving for you.
Right.
Or yo, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not on it. You're not this, you're not that. And if she's not doing that, and it got to be vice versa.
That's right.
You got to be able to put your woman to the side and be like, yo, babe, listen, I don't like this. Like, you got to get from around her. I don't like the way she's moving around you.
Right.
Because if she talk about you like, listen, oh, beware.